Building Doctor program was started in 1979, and its birthplace was Portsmouth, Ohio. The very first clinic was held in Portsmouth in 1979. And the whole program was developed to address the needs of owners of older buildings. We consider any building that is at least 50 to 55 years old to be an older building. And we were finding that people didn't exactly know how to sensitively rehabilitate their buildings. They didn't know what materials were available. They didn't know how to go about a rehabilitation. So this program was born. Not everyone can afford to hire an architect. Not everyone can afford to hire a general contractor to do all of the work for them. So this program is designed specifically for the do-it-yourselfers, but also for those folks who maybe don't want to do the work themselves, but want to know how to have it done correctly so that they know who to hire. The program is a two-part program. We begin with a seminar on Thursday evening. It's always on a Thursday evening, and for you folks in Portsmouth, it's going to be Thursday, June 14th. And we talk for 2 to 3 hours about everything, beginning with your roof down to your basement, with respect to how to maintain and how to rehabilitate a historic building. We also talk about the Secretary of the Interior Standards for Rehabilitation. Those are the set of 10 standards that every state historic preservation office in the nation operates under. And then the next day, Friday, we make 10 site visits to properties that are in need of additional doctor's advice. I will tell you, though, for Portsmouth, every single site visit has been filled, and there is a fairly extensive waiting list for site visits for that clinic.
So this is a program people can choose to participate in renovating their buildings or not as they choose.
This program is geared towards those people who want to have questions answered about how to maintain, how to rehabilitate their historic buildings. However, and we make this extremely clear, our office is not in the role of telling people what they can and cannot do with their historic buildings. That is a personal choice.
What kinds of things do you and the rest of your team typically find in these old buildings that are in need of remediation?
Well, the very first thing, the most popular thing I would say is, and it's not very popular, is moisture. Moisture issues can exacerbate a whole number of things. And we actually address during the Building Doctor presentation how to mitigate moisture issues with historic buildings, how to keep moisture away from your historic buildings. And I should mention, too, this program is not designed just for homeowners. This program is designed for any building owner.
The building doctors from the Ohio Historic Preservation Office do not visit a city unless they're invited by a local citizen. The program is very popular, so the selection process is based on how long it's been since a previous clinic was held in that locality and whether the community can benefit from the clinic. With a postcard from Portsmouth, I'm Steve Hirschberg.